President Bush has turned to one of his closest advisors to help improve America's image overseas. Longtime aide Karen Hughes is the Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs. That means she's the head honcho of the U.S. campaign to win the hearts and minds of those in the Arab and Muslim worlds. On that score, Hughes faces some steep challenges. Ongoing questions about the abuse and possible torture of foreign detainees and an increasingly unpopular war have sullied America's image abroad. And polls show a growing number of Arabs and Muslims across the world sympathize with insurgents fighting the U.S. in Iraq. Karen Hughes spoke with us today. She says the U.S. need to find better ways to communicate and cooperate with Arabs and Muslims.
We have to recognize that sometimes our American voices, or my voice as an American government official who happens to be a Christian woman, is not necessarily the most powerful. Sometimes the voice of a mainstream Muslim leader is much, much more, all the time, is much more powerful than my voice in speaking out to condemn violence that's being committed in the name of Islam.
Karen Hughes, what are the biggest challenges you face in this campaign, and why are you confident that you'll have more success than your predecessors in changing the way that the Arab and the Muslim world views the United States?
Well, Michelle, I'm not sure that in the short term we will change the way the world views us. We've obviously had to do some things and take some actions that much of the world has disagreed with. For example, many in the Arab and Muslim world disagreed with our decision to go into Iraq. But now that we're there, I think most in the world will agree that it's in all of our interests to make sure that a stable and democratic and free Iraq emerges. And as that happens, as people elect their leaders, adopt a constitution, go back for elections in December, I believe that as that happens, that the rest of the world gradually will begin to look at the situation in a more favorable light.
You know, when you say the situation in Iraq improves, do you think that people in that region look at Iraq and see improvement, see progress?
Well, that's an interesting observation. I think the Iraqi people have a much more favorable impression of what's going on in Iraq than do some people in the region. As I look at public opinion polls, as I meet with people in Iraq, the vast majority of Iraqis themselves believe that Iraq is far better off with Saddam Hussein no longer in power. Yet I think around the region, and understandably, no one likes war. As people look at the situation in Iraq, as people look at the horror of daily bombings, of terrorists targeting innocent civilians, which is what's happening in Iraq today, people are worried about the situation. And so I think people in the region, in an ironic way, are somewhat more concerned about what's happening in Iraq than people in Iraq itself. They feel, they obviously abhor the horrible acts of violence that are taking place in their country, but they by and large feel that they are much better off with Saddam Hussein no longer in power and having greater freedom.
Now, Karen Hughes, you've helped the president out of many a rough spot, and the White House is going through one heck of a rough patch right now. Approval ratings are falling, support for the war is falling as well. Did the White House paint itself into a bit of a corner in tying the case for war so closely to the search for weapons of mass destruction, a search that thus far has come up empty?
Well, Michelle, I was involved, as you say, in some of the discussions. I left the White House in the summer of 2002 and was still actively very involved in that fall. And I recall the case being made at the time as being based on the best facts, the best information, and the best intelligence that we had at the time. But I remember we also made the argument at the time that Saddam Hussein was a unique threat, and not for just one reason. I remember saying over and over again, not for one reason, but for a confluence of them, that he was the only place in the world that was shooting on a regular basis at our military men and women as they were enforcing the no-fly zone, enforcing the world sanctions against Iraq, that he had a history of having used weapons of mass destruction in the past, that he had a history of aggression against his own neighbors. And so I think that while there's been some revisionist history, that case was made in full and on a variety of reasons, although clearly we all thought at the time, in fact, not only we being the Bush administration, but before us, the Clinton administration and countries across the world and the consensus of the intelligence community was that we all thought, based on all the facts and information and intelligence at the time, that he did in fact have weapons of mass destruction.
Why is support for the war waning so much at this point, and what does the White House have to do to win back the public support?
Well, Michelle, I think it's important that the White House continue to clearly articulate the strategy called clear, hold, and build, and that is that we are clearing out areas of insurgency. We have now trained and equipped enough Iraqi troops that they are able to come in behind the American military and preserve the peace. And then we are working to build the institutions of a democratic state. We are working in partnership with the Iraqi people to help them as they build up the institutions that will allow them to emerge as a stable and unified democracy.
Before we let you go, Karen Hughes, when you travel the globe and people ask you, what is the U.S. objective in Iraq? What are you trying to achieve, and what would constitute a victory there? What's your answer to that question?
That we are able to help the Iraqi people to govern themselves in a way that is democratic and stable so that our troops can do what we all want, which is come home with their mission having succeeded, and the Iraqi people able to govern a stable and unified Iraq on their own.
Karen Hughes, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Karen Hughes is the Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs.